Nolte, disgraced, far-left CNN to lay off hundreds as viewership collapses. By John Nolte on January 23, 2025. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, is set to lay off hundreds, according to various reports that have me so excited I'm having to call my doctor every 4 hours. CNN is reportedly set to lay off hundreds of employees in the early days of President Trump's second administration, reports Fox Business. CEO Mark Thompson will announce to his staff about the network cuts on Thursday. Naturally, over at CNN, the rich stay rich. Per CNBC, these layoffs won't affect CNN's most recognizable names, who are under contract. Jake Tapper could do a lot of good if he were willing to contribute just half of his reported annual $7 million salary to save those jobs. But he won't because he loves the troops. The layoffs come as CNN is rearranging its linear TV lineup and building out digital subscription products. The cuts will help CNN lower production costs and consolidate teams, said The People, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss non-public changes. Certain shows that are produced in New York or Washington may move to Atlanta, where production can be done more cheaply, said The People. Back to Atlanta, you go. As Breitbart News reported previously, if you wanted to buy CNN in 2021, it would have cost you $4.4 billion. Today, you can buy the fake outlet for about half that, $2.3 billion. Why? The primary reason is a drop in gross revenue of $400 million over a mere 3 years. In 2021, CNN grossed $2.2 billion. In 2023, that number dropped to $1.8 billion. In that same period, CNN's profits sunk from $600 million to $400 million. CNN is dying. CNN's reputation is a national punchline. CNN's ratings are worse than any of us thought possible. CNN just lost a brutal defamation case. CNN would have seized up and died years ago in a media world built on merit. The only thing that has kept CNN alive is the affirmative action of cable/satellite TV carriage fees. About 57 million suckers still pay for cable. And almost every one of those suckers, even though they don't watch CNN, directly pays CNN about $1 a month out of their cable bill. That's $57 million a month in free money from people who don't even tune in. How sweet is that? You're talking around $600 million a year in income that has nothing to do with merit. 10 years ago, 100 million subscribed to cable. So CNN was skimming over $1 billion per year. So do the math. If CNN is making a net profit of $400 million per year, where would CNN be without that $600 million in cable TV affirmative action? Where it deserves to be, bankrupt. So, as millions cut the cable cord every year, CNN loses millions in free money. Most of these cord cutters move to streaming where there are no carriage fees. This means that CNN will eventually be doomed to the lowly status of a free add-on no one watches on the Max streaming service. CNN is simply too disgraced, too hated, and too ignored to survive on merit, which is ad revenue based on viewership numbers. Catheter companies only have so much available in their advertising budgets. For over a decade, I've been predicting and reporting on this inevitability. Seeing it finally come to fruition. Well, I better call my doctor. To those of you who hate us getting laid off, allow me to offer an olive branch. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.